I enjoy public speaking as much as I like stubbing my toe. And I don't like that echo either. But thank you very much for asking me to share. And thank you, Oxford, for putting this on. I think it's a really great opportunity for different regions of DAA to meet up and share our experience. I'm really nervous. I'm really glad today that I know what I suffer from. That's not always been the case. My experience in recovery has been, I cleaned up when I was 20 in 1994, and I managed to get about 13 years clean. I worked the steps up until about step 8, and what I focused more on was building a life. You know, getting all those trappings that come with being clean. Providing some different parenting for my son, getting educated. And I suppose what I know today is that I don't use because of external circumstances. Like, my biggest defect of character is my own alcoholic mind. And it's my own alcoholic mind that will get me started. And there'll be a reason why I'm kind of like sharing this experience. So that's what I focused on, and my thinking started to change, and my internal unmanageability started to become quite prevalent, quite unbearable. Carla spoke about being dry drunk, but I didn't realise that I was dry drunk. I felt stressed, my gratitude went out the window, And I got this false sense of entitlement of what recovery should look like. And there was also changes in my attitude and my thinking, and that I started to believe that I would never use drugs again. And this is why I continue to work the steps, is because of the blank spot and that peculiar mental twist. So my experience was, I ended up picking up because I needed that relief from myself. I can't do life. I can't do life without a spiritual program. I'm like a wasp in a jam jar. Like, I'm always in collision. And so I ended up picking up painkillers. And those two pills took me out for 9 years. Like, that's how insane I am. And I think as well, you know, for me, it was a really, really torturous, and I suffered a lot. And I think when we're talking about relationships and we're talking about the steps, you know, my mum probably got to the place where she thought her daughter would never have a problem with drugs again. You know, my son had no experience. He was 3 when I cleaned up. He had no experience of me being a using addict, and I did more damage and I proved more harm and amends in that 9-year period than what I ever did when I was using heroin. Because I had more to lose. And, you know, I had to learn all those ideas that I thought I knew about recovery and what the solution was. So I had to get to that place where I just didn't know. And thankfully, by the grace of God, drugs brought me to that place where I would rather die than use again. And if I used, I was going to die anyway. So I was in that conundrum. But I reached a place where I just didn't know whether the steps could work for me. And I'm so glad that I'm in a fellowship that is not drug specific. Because I experienced, and I think we all go through it, don't we? Like, minimising, the denial. Like, it's only pills. I'm not doing anything. It's not going to harm me. But I was more sick using those pills. And I used fatally. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would always be making promises. And I guess, you know, for the people around me in my relationships, you know, my mum would be in the hope and the despair when I used to go. You know, because it was so obvious what I was doing. But I was in the mindset that I'm not really hurting anybody. And like I said, it took me 9 years. And this sounds mad, but I was so grateful to now be in a fellowship where sponsorship was readily available. All I needed to do was go up to the table and ask for someone to help me. And I'm only sitting here today because someone cared enough about their own life to work their steps to help me save my own life. Because that's what I'm up against today. Like, I'm able to see that when I use, I don't know when it's going to stop. I can't stop myself from starting. So I need this program in order to stay clean. And I don't do much different today than what my sponsor gave me to do when I first cleaned up again. Like, there isn't much difference, do you know what I mean? The most important relationship I need to cultivate is with a power greater than myself. Because for me, I know human power does not keep me clean. And I know today lack of power is my problem. And I know that because you'd think after having 13 years clean, I would be able to have a little pep talk with myself and go, you can do today. You had 13 years. But it goes like that. It was like it didn't even happen. I can remember certain things that I'd done when I was clean for that period of time. But it was almost like it never happened. And, you know, my relationships, you know, in terms of working the steps, I mean, the ripple effect of me working the steps, you know, has had a pronounced effect. And it's not only revolutionised my life, it's revolutionised the people who love me. Because, you know, no man is an island. And I'm in a pretty unusual situation that I share my home group with my son, which is pretty mental when I think about it. And he's a lovely lad. But it's mental because I'd never thought that I would be having conversations like, he'll say to me, don't interrupt me when I'm speaking to that newcomer. And I think, all right. And I'll go, stop giving away the Just for Today cards, they're not free. You know, and we're quite close in age, it's like 17 years between us. And we're really close. And, you know, our relationship has just looked so different. You know, I cleaned up this time, I don't know, about four odd years ago. He was still using. And I've had the experience of being a mother as an addict, and that's really painful, you know, because the person that I love most is my own child. And you can't give anyone step one. Like, you cannot give it. And the best advice I was given was stay out of it. Don't talk about the steps with him. Just let him find his own way. And luckily, this fellowship has met him where he needs to be at. And it's met me where I've needed to be at. Like, it can meet you wherever you are, whether you're on a script, using, clean, untreated, treated. You know, like, I probably haven't got enough time to convey, like, how passionate I am about the 12-step program. Like, And it's held me as well, like, in the last couple of weeks, like, I suspected my dad had alcoholic dementia. And even though I suspected that, there was still that hope that it wouldn't be that diagnosis. And that's a bitter pill to swallow, that, you know, our loved ones are not fortunate enough to access recovery. I mean, he had a year sober once, and then he's just spent the last 40 years spreeing. You know, and thank God today I don't need to spree, because that's what I did in those 9 years, was I was desperately trying to get back any sort of recovery, and it just didn't happen. There wasn't that surrender within me. And today, you know, I don't have to live my life feeling remorseful and guilty and why do I keep doing this? You know, because that is the baffling feature of alcoholism, is the utter inability to leave it alone. And today, my disease has been arrested through the 12 steps. I've been asked to stop, so I'll leave it there. Thank you for listening.